This is the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin, a.k.a. Q Gauze No Days Off, from on the field and off the field, NFL player and entrepreneur, motivating you to be the best you can be and getting you out of your comfort zone, sharing with you travel, sports, and entrepreneurial tips with amazing guests on the show. Now, get ready for your life to change with the Life Journey Podcast and your host, Quentin Gauze.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Life Journey Podcast with your host, Quentin Gauze. We're here with Quentin as well, too. This is a Q&Q right now. So, Quentin, no, great to have you on the show. Let us know a little bit about where you're at right now and what your business and what you're branding.
Yeah, for sure. So right now, I'm an IT engineer for a startup company. The way my story kind of happened is when I finished school a couple years ago, I moved out to Silicon Valley and was working in tech out there. After a while, I felt like my passions lied somewhere else. So I left there. I needed some sort of like rediscovery with my life. So after I quit my job, I went to travel the world for 7 months. All I left with was a carry-on bag. I went to Southeast Asia, went to Africa. And then around March of 2018, around April of 2018, that's when I came back and I kind of had a sense of what I wanted to do and like a better purpose. So now I'm out here living in Atlanta working.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story. So how was that traveling around the world? What just about that?
It was relieving because when I was in Silicon Valley, I was just stressed a lot, and just having a carry-on book bag, meaning like to understand when I say carry-on book bag, when I was out in California, I sold all my stuff. I sold all clothes, I sold furniture, TV, just everything. And it just made life simple. I left with 3 pair of shorts, maybe 2 pair of shirts, and I just rotated, and it was just simple life. My only goal with waking up was what I'm gonna do today, not what I was gonna wear, what bill I had to pay. It was just get up and just see the world.
Yeah. How come a lot, did that bother you that you know, selling everything, and like what made you take those steps? Because a lot of people can't take that, like they're afraid to be uncomfortable.
I think it was the fact because I was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable waking up just being miserable. When you're at a point, there's like a threshold in life. When you're at a point where you're just so miserable with life and you're like, I can't see myself doing this for like 2 years from now. I can't even see myself doing this 6 months from now. It's like you got to reach a certain point where, I mean, you got to think about it. When you're in tech and you like have a good job, something really has to click for you to like give all that up. I was doing really well, but mentally I was not there. And that's what clicked for me. That's when I knew that there was just more to do. You know, yeah.
That's encouraging. Definitely. Whoever's listening out there right now, like, make sure you hear that story because, you
got to
get out your comfort zone. Like, don't sit and be unhappy somewhere and you work there for the rest of your life and then you're going to sit there unhappy and then like die knowing that you didn't get a chance to accomplish what you could have.
Yeah.
You know, like talk about people like that don't want to take it to the next level, that don't want to like work on that personal development. Build themselves.
Like for people like who you said, people who don't want to do it.
Yeah, who don't or are super afraid to take that next step.
You'll be in a cycle. Next thing you know, 10, 15 years will pass. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure I was making the right decision. So I run around the office before I even put in my notice. I asked people who are like in their 50s or 60s. I was like, at the time I was 24. I asked them, I said, if there's one thing that if you were 24, what would you be doing right now? About 95% of the answer was like, man, I'll be out here traveling. Like, this is routine. This doesn't change. Like, if I was your age, I would be out seeing the world right now. For that, I regret it. Not saying that I didn't have, like, a bad life, but that's what I would be doing if I was young. And, like, that's one of the things I'd be doing. So just to speak on that, I'm just saying, whether it's traveling, whether it's a passion, like, if you're just uncomfortable, you got to do it. Life goes, like, life moves on. Before you know it, we'll be all old. So just, if you have one life, you better just live it. Yeah, you have to live it. You have to.
What are you looking to do in the next couple months and years? Like, what's some of the goals and aspirations?
So, my goals now is like with tech. What I plan on doing is I want to continue to travel, but I want to do it in a way where I'm helping people. So my goal is to eventually have my own tech consulting firm. hire a lot of underrepresented groups to work, like training people who just don't have the resources to go to school, don't have the resources to just, you know, to just apply because they don't like know how, they don't have the skills. I want to be able to provide means for to do that. So one of the things that I actually wrote down last week was something in a small country, Guinea-Bissau in West Africa. I want to build a community out there, like a safe space for people to learn about tech that includes, like community garden, like early childhood development, business courses, just things like that. Something where I could just put my footprint on and like kind of lead. So that's the end goal. And I think tech is the path to take you there. Before, tech was just like, I'm working, this was every day. But now I have this tool, I have this skill where I can use it to like help change things.
Wow. Yeah. See, purpose. So you found your purpose.
I found my purpose, you know. I was miserable with tech. I travel, come back. Oh, I'm still tech, but now I have a purpose with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long does it take for people to find their purpose in life? Or even try, or even have found it?
I think it just takes events. It takes events for you to find it. It's some event. If you notice, a lot of success stories, they'll say, I saw this guy on the street, and that's when I knew that this is what I needed to be doing. This person came to spoke with me. It's like an event. You just have to be patient and wait for that event. It's that significant moment that this is my purpose. This is what I should be doing. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Leave the people with a quote or a last statement before we close.
Yeah, so one of the things that I live by, and I say this all the time, is live life simple and fall in love with the experience. Like, wow. That's, I really created that while I was traveling. It was like, no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm skydiving, whether I almost drown in water, you know what? Live life simple, fall in love with the experience. If you do that, you're good. You're good. Yeah, that's what it would be.
Great words of wisdom. Leave people with your IG, your social media following.
Oh yeah, IG at One Minimalist. Follow me there. I'll be on off to Madagascar in a couple of weeks. Then I have Ghana in December. And then I'll be somewhere next year. I haven't planned that out yet, but a lot of cool places I'll be going. And I'd love for you to like tag along with me.
Okay, follow his journey, y'all. So that's what we call the show, the Life Journey Series, because it can be a deal with sports, entrepreneurial stuff, and just life in general. So great stories like this is why, you know, the show has been made. So
thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gause. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram at QGause or our business page at iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.